Okay. So we're going to move on to the other two resolutions on the subject of the arts, but some of these folks, I think, needed to leave. So we'll
We already read 696.
Bring up Mr. Lanham to explain these two items. I think we've already heard quite a bit about them, so I'll forego any further introductory remarks and let you take it away, Tom.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mayor and Council. My name is Thomas Lanham. I'm the Director of the Revenue Division of the Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services. Before I talk about the resolutions, I'll briefly say that we get a lot of mail from people at the Revenue Division every year, thousands and thousands of letters, and this is far and away the nicest thing I've ever received. So.
Thomas, it says in my notes that you will be performing. What musical instrument will you be?
You don't want to see that. So the two resolutions before you today set a there's two resolutions before you today. The first sets a threshold for referral of delinquent arts tax accounts to a collection agency, and the second directs the Revenue Division to report back to Council in 2017 with options concerning resolving the 5% cost cap issue. As Stan said, the Arts Tax Oversight Committee has unanimously recommended passage of both of these resolutions. So I'll speak first to the collection agency resolution, and then I'll come back and talk about the cost limitation resolution. Use of collection agencies to ultimately collect unpaid debt has been a key assumption underlying arts tax compliance estimates since 2012. Taxpayers that are voluntarily compliant have an expectation that those that are not compliant will ultimately be held accountable. Failing to hold non-compliant taxpayers accountable will ultimately lead to increased non-compliance more universally. The Revenue Division's budget for the arts tax is constrained by the 5% cost limitation and does not allow for any additional internal collection efforts. We estimate that compliance rates approaching or exceeding 80% are still attainable with the use of collection agencies. Increased compliance is expected to boost the revenue yield from the current low $9 million range into the $10 to $11 million range. And those additional revenues would flow to the Regional Arts and Culture Council. Many public agencies use a collection agency to collect debt, including the Oregon Department of Revenue, Multnomah County, other tax programs of the Revenue Division, the Water Bureau, the Fire Bureau, OMF. This is a straightforward business decision and should not be controversial. The most common referral threshold used by most public agencies in Oregon appears to be $100 of debt owed, and that is the threshold that we are recommending that the Council approve today. If the Council approves this threshold, our next step will be to mail what we call final demand letters to those taxpayers owing $100 or more, beginning with those owing the most. There are approximately 95,000 taxpayers that owe $100 or more. Of that 95,000, 25,000 owe $260, which is to say have never paid for any tax year. Taxpayers that are exempt due to low income or poverty can file their exemption, and that will clear the debt, and they will not be referred to a collection agency. Taxpayers that pay the debt or enter into a payment plan with the Revenue Division within 30 days, again, will not be referred to a collection agency. Prior to any referral to a collection agency, the Revenue Division will attempt to verify taxable income with the IRS so that we can focus our efforts on those that owe rather than those that do not. And finally, the Revenue Division will retain the ability to freeze collection activity on any account that is incorrectly referred to the collection agency. So there are a range of different tools, safeguards that we have in place to do our best to make sure that the right people are referred to the collection agency. Ultimately, we anticipate following, working through those 95,000 accounts that probably around 30,000 to 40,000 would be referred to the collection agency. That's about 5% of the adult population, and that's very much in line with what Multnomah County referred following the personal income tax that they administered from 2003, 4, and 5. They referred 32,000 accounts in 2011. There is no cost to the city or the Arts Tax Fund for referring accounts to the collection agency. The agency will add 23% fee on top of the amount referred, and that is the amount the taxpayer will owe, and that is how the collection agency is compensated for their efforts. And lastly, I would note that the city is not selling or permanently consigning these accounts. We retain full authority and control to bring them back at any time we choose. So those are my remarks with respect to the collection agency. I'll just move on to the cost limitation resolution and then entertain questions at the end if you have any. Recall, again, as Stan said, the 5% cost limitation is 5% of the revenues collected over a five-year period. For the first 3 years for which we have complete information, expenses are at about 7.5% of collections. If this trend continues, and we expect that it will, we will be in violation of the city code as of January 2018. The cost limitation has absolutely no relationship to the workload or revenue yield maximization for the arts tax. To provide a sense of workload, the arts tax has less than 5 authorized positions for 450,000 taxpayer accounts. That's a collector to account ratio of 1 to 100,000. Every other City of Portland revenue collection program that we're aware of, including those within Revenue, Water Bureau, anywhere else you may choose to look, have ratios that are well below 1 to 10,000. In other words, we have 10 times the number of accounts that those other programs do. The cost limitation also works against more common sense efforts to maximize the revenue yield, because it limits the amount we can spend to 5 cents for every dollar collected. Spending 10 cents to collect the next dollar makes perfectly good business sense, but is discouraged by the current city code. We cannot cut the budget to meet the 5% cost limitation without losing revenue and setting up a negative feedback loop, because it's that same revenue that drives the limitation in the first place. The close of the first five-year window will be December 31, 2017, and this will be the last date the city can act to correct the 5% cost limitation. So the first and best option for partially closing the cap between the allowable and actual expenses is to raise increased revenues so that that cap is also raised. And we believe taking this step will move the current cost burden from 7.5% to around the 6% range, leaving a relatively small figure for us to look at in the 2017 when a correction may be necessary. So the resolution, the second resolution before you today, directs the revenue division to close the gap by collecting additional revenues, and it also directs revenue to report back to the City Council with options to finally and fully resolve this issue in 2017. So that's all I have.
Great. Thank you, Thomas. Questions?
Thomas, just a couple of...
I continue to be, as you know, concerned about the threshold by which we're referring past due collections to a collection agency, just over concerns about people's credit history and things like that. So when we refer these accounts, past due accounts, to a credit agency, the credit agency will add a 23% surcharge?
That's correct.
Okay. Can they sell the debt to another collection agency?
No.
They cannot?
Okay. No.
So it stays with the agency unless we, the city, decide to take the debt back.
That's right. There's no selling. There's no consignment. We retain 100% of control over every account that we refer.
Okay. And the $100 past due, is that the past due balance on the arts tax itself, or is that the past, does that include the arts tax, $35 plus any penalty for not paying it on time?
It's $100 all in. So it's the tax and the penalty. So a person who only owes for 1 year would be $35 plus $35 in penalty, $70. They're not going to go to the collection agency over $70. They will get a letter from us encouraging them to pay. The following year, if they continue to not pay the tax, at that point they would be subject to referral.
Thanks.
So it really only takes 1 year.
That's correct. I mean, so it's 1 year plus not being in compliance the following year, 70 plus 35, 105.
And the next year comes around another $35, you're $5 over the threshold.
Right.
Thomas, did you give any consideration in terms of going to the next step of building in any kind of amnesty program to seek better voluntary compliance?
That's an excellent question, Commissioner. I'm glad you raised it.
By the way, you did not prompt me to ask it.
No, I did. In 2014, we did exactly that. After the second year of the tax, when we didn't see compliance figures that we were hoping to see, we offered to waive all penalties for anyone that came forward and paid the tax at that point. So the deal was people with penalties and tax all in owed $120 at that point in time in 2014. We waived the $50 in penalties and just made the amount due $70, and tens of thousands of people took us up on that. Since that time, we've collected about $1.3 million in penalties from people who ultimately did the right thing and straightened out their account. So if we were to now offer a second amnesty, that would create a problem in terms of the equity of those that have paid the penalties and puts us in a position of determining, well, do we need to refund those penalties before we could do that? So the answer is we've done that, and I wouldn't recommend doing it again.
And just to be clear, the measure that was referred to voters included language which would authorize the use of collection agencies, correct?
That's correct.
And the benefit here, if we're successful, is at least threefold. It will help us get closer to the 5% administrative cap by expanding the pie. It will achieve more tax fairness by spreading the burden over a larger group of people and reinforcing the message this is not a discretionary tax. And the additional money will flow to RAC, the Regional Arts and Culture Council, and will be used for things like general operating support of organizations that, when the at least based on the original forecast numbers, expected to get a more robust contribution from the city.
That's all correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Other questions for Thomas? And anything else you need to say on the second resolution while you're here?
I spoke to both.
I know you did, but we were asking you questions about the first, so covered on both?
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, and then we'll take testimony on both and act on them together. Thank you, Thomas. Okay, so does anyone want to speak on either of these two resolutions?
No one signed up.
Anyone want to speak on these items? Okay, so let's take a vote, please, first on 696.
Fish? I want to thank the Revenue Bureau, Thomas Lanham, and the whole team for bringing forward two very thoughtful proposals. It's obviously not our intent to use strong-arm tactics with the taxpayers to collect, but when the voters adopted this, there was the expectation that that the tax would be borne by all, and we don't get to pick and choose what taxes we pay. And the money that we've not collected is money that hasn't been dedicated to a purpose that the voters intended, which is the amount above fully funding arts in the schools was intended to go to support community arts organizations and to provide both access funds and general operating support. And as we know, Portland historically has been on the low end of public general operating support for arts organizations. And that was a companion piece of the vision embraced by the voters. So thanks for bringing this forward, and I support 696. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, this is a very close call for me. I appreciate all the work the Revenue Division has done on this issue, but I continue to be troubled by referring $100 past due collections to collection agencies, because I do think it ultimately will mess with poor people's credit histories. And it is the poor people. Because I note in this council we had the opportunity to elect to publish the names of those who didn't pay the tax, and we chose not to. And I think that's the most effective way to out the people who can afford to pay the tax. This is only going to go after people who are on the margins of life, and I don't believe that's what we should be doing here, and therefore I vote no.
Fritz.
I have people in my family who have had who don't make very much money and who believe that this is a very important tax that they and everybody else should pay. And so knowing the lengths that the Revenue Bureau goes to give people every opportunity to pay and sets up all kinds of assistance, and knowing that the notices are going to go out in different languages, I'm supporting of this. I do believe we need to do another round of education about the arts tax to make sure that everybody understands that it's each person in a household, not one per household. Each person over 18 who makes over $1,000 is responsible for the tax. And yes, indeed, everybody needs to pay it, and we need to have consequences for those who don't. Aye.
Hales.
Well, I'm going to make a somewhat strange, but I don't think that much comparison to what we did yesterday, and that is, government has to use the power to collect money or send something to collection or foreclose on a lien very carefully. We have to do that the right way, and we have to have administrators who we trust who are thinking about the human impact of what we do, and I know that we have that in the Revenue Bureau. But in both cases, if we fail to act, then not only does the programmatic function of funding arts programs start to suffer, but so does the credibility of government. If we can't get people to maintain their houses that they've boarded up, or if we can't get people to pay their taxes, then why should I bother? So I think the credibility of what we do is at stake if we don't do this. Have to do it very carefully. Have to make sure there are lots of safeguards, because you're talking about the power of government over people's lives and in this case, their credit rating. But again, I have a lot of confidence in Thomas and Terry and their staff for the way they will do this, and that will matter a lot. So thank you for thinking this through.
Let me just yield for one point.
Sure.
Because this is a self-contained record, I just want to respectfully respond to something Dan mentioned. There were two reasons why this council rejected the idea of publishing the names of taxpayers that don't pay. The first is that we as a majority did not believe in publicly shaming people. And second, we got a legal opinion from the city attorney's office. It was not lawful. So while I respect and appreciate Dan's view that that would be an alternative, the council rejected that based on legal advice.
Right, that's a good point.
And I also think shaming people by publicly giving out that information sets us on a bad path.
Well, there's a time and a place for that. Maybe if you've let your house get to the point that it's falling on your neighbors, we would publicize that. But in this case, right, it's not so much. So, again, I want to appreciate the good work that's being done and look forward to getting it. We should get, obviously, the council should get a report for how this works out in practice, but it makes sense to give this good idea a try. Aye. And now on the second of the two resolutions, again, no one here to testify, I don't believe, on the second of those. Let's take a vote, please, on 697.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
I appreciate this direction. It's pretty clear to me that we should have this tax cover the cost of administering it. We know that the Revenue Bureau staff does very good work, and so I hope I'm going to indicate right now that when you come back, my preference would be to remove the caps and take have the fund pay for the administrative costs rather than the general fund. Aye.
Well, one of the functions of city government that maybe not a lot of people get to see is the work of the Revenue Bureau, because I'm the commissioner in charge of finance administration. I've been over there and seen their staff at work at the peak times of when tax payments come in. And let me tell you, these people work hard and the taxpayers are getting their money's worth. Aye. Thank you both very much. Okay, let's move on.